Sweden, imam who labeled Jews monkeys and pigs sentenced. By Chris Tomlinson on September 3, 2019. A 39-year-old imam in the Swedish city of Helsingborg has been sentenced to fines and a conditional prison sentence after labeling Jews the progeny of monkeys and pigs. The imam made the remarks during a demonstration organized by the Swedish Palestinian Center in July of 2017 after he was called on by organizers to speak, Swedish broadcaster SVT reports. The man admitted that his speech, which was given in Arabic rather than Swedish, contained the hateful phrases but defended himself by claiming that they were not directed at all Jews but rather at the Jewish state of Israel instead. "We think that the speech in its entirety states that the statement was about Jews with a view to their religion, not the regime or the military power," the court said in a press release. The conditional sentence has a probation period of 2 years. If he commits new crimes during that time, the conditional sentence can be replaced by another sentence, lawyer Ylvan Orling Jonsson said. The Jewish community in Helsingborg reacted positively to the verdict, telling the Swedish broadcaster, "It is an important signal and mark from society that you cannot stand and say such things." The imam will face 60 days of fines for a total of 3,000 Swedish krona, $305/pound 253. Anti-Semitism has become a major issue in certain parts of Sweden, especially in the heavily migrant-populated southern city of Malmö, where protesters chanted about shooting Jews at a protest in December of 2017. "We have announced the Intifada from Malmö. We want our freedom back, and we will shoot the Jews," the protesters said. In June of this year, the Jewish congregation in the city expressed concern that the Jewish population could disappear in the near future, saying, "When Malmö is mentioned in the media around the world, it is far too often related to anti-Semitism." A Google search for anti-Semitism Malmö gives 215,000 hits. Unfortunately, current initiatives are not enough. Last month, several young members of the city's Jewish community told Sveriges Radio that many of the high schools across the city were simply not safe for Jews to attend. "Uncertainty means that you cannot go to school with a visible Star of David, because then there is a high risk of being threatened, or that someone follows you from the school, or even being beaten," 18-year-old Daniel Viknine said. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.